And now, James Gravel.
As we examine how the Bible's direct commands apply to us, we need to recognize that the principle behind a certain command may be applicable today, even though the command itself originally applied only to a specific time, place, or circumstance. For instance, in Matthew 6, verses 14 through 15, Jesus taught that we are to forgive another person when he sins against us, a command that applies to all people at all times. But in Matthew 5:23 through 24, Jesus gave a command dealing with the forgiveness which contained information that applied to a specific culture. If you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come offer your gift. Because Jesus lived and died under the law of Moses, his teaching was issued in that specific environment, and thus mentioned the altar of the Jewish temple where people left their sacrifices to God. But we as Christians do not have an altar in a temple where we offer animal sacrifices. So while the principle of forgiveness contained within the command remains as true today as it was in Jesus' day, some of the specific details within the command no longer apply to us. It always is important to recognize such distinctions in biblical commands. Likewise, there can be instances in which the principle involved in a command obviously is relevant to us today and thus must be observed, while the command itself contained information that refers to a specific setting within the culture of the time when the command was first issued. Consider, for example, John 13, verses 4 through 17. When Jesus told his disciples, "Do as I have done to you," he used both a command and an example to teach humility. Additional passages like James 4, verse 6, and Hebrews 13, verse 1, teach that humility and hospitality are important traits that Christians should possess. But today we have different ways other than foot washing to express humility and hospitality. When we do so, we are obeying Christ's command and imitating his example, while not actually being required to literally wash someone's feet. It is important to recognize such distinctions in biblical commands.